singers and the band. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, say amen. Okay. I need you guys to sit down. I need you to move in. Otherwise, you're not going to see. And it's very important that you see what I'm doing on stage tonight. Are you ready for the night?
Yeah.
Are you ready for God's word? So good. So what we're going to do first is, I want to play a game with you guys, and it's sit down or stand up. And how it's going to work is, I'm going to put a few things in this bowl of water, and if you think it will float, then you stand up. If I throw the item in and you think it's going to drop down, you need to sit down. You guys understand?
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull items out my basket, very special baskets, very nice items in here. And I'll show you, and then you need to decide if it's going to float. What do we do if it floats?
Yeah.
What do we do if it's going to sink?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you interested to know what's in here?
Yeah.
Just pieces of paper. Okay, I'll start. You can't talk when you do this, eh? Because it's very secret stuff. Okay, so first thing is an M&M. Who think an M&M? Brilliant. An M&M will float or sink? Who says float? Okay, so you guys are the floaters, and those who are sitting down are saying it's going to sink. Am I right? Are you ready? Are you ready? Shh. Okay, here we go. Brilliant. Who loves Maltesers? Okay, so if you think Maltesers is going to float, I need you to stand up. Remember, it's bigger. It's way bigger. I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so you guys standing saying this is going to float, the ones that sitting say it's going to sink. Are we right? Are you ready? Okay, sit down. Who loves snakes? Okay, who reckons the snake's gonna float? And who reckons it's gonna sink? Okay, are you guys ready? Are you ready? Brilliant. Okay, wait. I know you're excited. Here's my favorite. Who just loves licorice twisties? Okay, who reckons this is going to float? And who reckons this is going to sink? Okay, Pastor Harry is sitting down, so let's see. Okay, now it's going to get interesting. Now it's going to get interesting. Spoon, who reckons it's going to float? Who reckons it's going to sink? Okay, it's getting easy. plastic spoon. Who reckons it's going to float? And who reckons it's going to sink? Okay, I got two more. Shh. Okay, I'm waiting because I know you guys are excited. Okay, foil that you wrap your food in. Who reckons it's going to float? Who reckons it's going to sink? Okay, sit down. Here's the last one. And I'm very, guys, I am so nervous about it. Okay, I need absolute silence for this to work. Otherwise, I am going to be in super duper trouble that I've never been in before in my life. And I'm 43 years old. I'm telling you, I'm going to be in so much trouble that I'm going to have to ask Jesus for forgiveness. This is my wife's phone. It does work. It's just not charged. You can see it's working. Who reckons this is going to float? Who reckons this is going to float? It does work. Okay. I'm in serious, serious trouble. All of you that sat down, you were right. It's not going to float. Okay, cool. Okay, you guys can sit down. Okay, I know you're excited. Yeah, you can take it off. Okay. Was that fun? Was that scary? Awesome. Okay, listen up. I want to show you another illustration. Who can tell me quickly who wasn't here last night? Put your hand up if you weren't here last night. Okay, that's awesome. Quite a few of you. Okay, I need you to be quiet. No talking now for me, please. Pastor Harry last night spoke about fixing your eyes on Jesus, and he touched a little bit on Peter in the boat. We all know that story. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to do my version of the story, and I'm going to get my boat. This is my boat. And this is my version of the story. So quickly, I need 12 boys. Shh. Tyler, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Come on. Okay. Okay. No, wait. Stand up. So, okay, you guys sit down. I know you guys are super duper excited. So, the story goes like this, and I know you know it. Shh. Okay, I'm waiting. The story goes like this. Jesus just did a miracle before he said to them, to the disciples, to go on a boat while he went to pray. The miracle was that he fed the 5,000. And I want you to remember that, because that miracle happened just before he said, I need you to go on the boat. Give me a moment because I need to go pray. Miracle just happened. A miracle just happened. You know the story. I don't have to go into detail. Jesus fed the 5,000. Then he takes some time out to pray. So you got miracle, and pray. Say miracle. And pray. Two very important things in our walk with Jesus. Anyway, so there was 12 disciples. Do we have 12?
Yes, 13.
And tonight, my son's going to be Peter. That's my son. And they were on a boat. I need you guys to get on this boat and make it work. I need 12 of you in that boat.
You've got 13 on stage, so can someone be Jesus?
Jesus.
Okay.
You can be Jesus. Just get on top. So, without hurting each other. Okay, just stand like that. So literally, the 12 disciples were in a boat. Okay? But they weren't laughing. They weren't laughing. They were actually in a storm. Is that right? It's right. They were actually in a storm. Okay, you guys can go all off except for Tyler. You guys can go. I just wanted to show the kids. Okay, get off. You guys can go off. Thank you. Say, give them a big hand. You can go. Go off. Tyler, can you stand, sit up? Cool. So, no, he can stay. Anyways, focus. We're having a bit of fun, and that's cool. But I need you to hear it. Jesus just did a miracle. Look at me. Everybody look at me. Jesus just performed a miracle, and he went to pray. Then the disciples went on a boat. We know the story. There's a storm. Jesus come on the water. Peter sees him, and they all freak out. They all got scared because they thought it was a ghost, just like Pastor Harry said last night. And Peter stood up. Come on, Peter stood up. And he saw Jesus, and he thought, and I can't do the impression Harry did, but he, like, screamed. Tyler screamed. And he screamed again. And screamed again. And he barked and screamed. And Jesus said to him, climb out of the boat. And he was like, what? And he's like, climb out of the boat, come to me. And Peter climbed out of the boat and started walking on water towards Jesus. And he kept his eyes on him. And obviously, when he looked at his surroundings, he looked at the storm, he looked away, he started sinking. And Jesus still grabbed him and helped him. You guys can go off quickly. Just a quick illustration. Just give them a hand. Okay. My whole point, and I know we're having fun. I wanted us just to have a little bit of fun. My whole point was showing you the jug of water and looking at things that sink and float is that I really feel that sometimes we go through life, we go through walks of life, and things happen where we feel like we're actually all good. We are focused on Jesus. We are maybe reading our Bibles. We come to church. We pray, and everything is all good. Can you guys switch the screen off, if you don't mind? Because they're all waving at themselves. Eyes on me. Sometimes it's going to feel like you're sinking. And sometimes it's going to feel like you're walking on water. And I really just been praying for this conference and had a sense that some of us are actually all good. At the moment, everything's going cool. Nothing wrong with that. And God wants to bless us. There's a season in my life where things went really, really awesome. But sometimes things are going to come our way. And it's going to feel like we're sinking, just like that jar with the stuff that I threw in. And really what I want to just bring across to you tonight is that in the times of your sinking, when you feel like, man, things just doesn't make sense. Why is my parents fighting? Or why is this person always mean to me at school? Or why oh, we're always struggling, or why am I struggling with my schoolwork? And you always focus on that. I want to encourage you guys, you are going to go through seasons. Okay, you're going to go through times where it's going to feel like you're going through a really tough time. But there is times where you're going to just walk the walk. It's going to be awesome. You're going to be on fire for God. And my heart really tonight is to just for you to just know that when the tough times come, God's always going to be there for you. I am in a season now, and I talked a little bit at North on Sunday, where I'm really, really impatient. I'm impatient with God right now because one of my best friend's son is sick. And I want to see the healing now. And I pray, and I pray, and I pray, and I want to see the healing now. But I'm being impatient because it's all about what God's going to do. This boy is now 13. He was born with diabetes, literally born with diabetes, and now he's got cancer. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart that this family have to go through that season. But can I say to you, I believe God is going to heal him. God's going to bring the whole family through, and one day that boy is going to stand and be a testimony to others about what he's gone through. I'm standing up here tonight, kids. You know me. You know my heart. You know I've done this for a long time. If you could get a glimpse of what I went through as a child to where I am today, you will be blown away. My parents got divorced when I was 5 years old. Who's five in this room? Okay? They separated. They separated when I was 5 years old. As a kid, that hurts. And for a long time, I had to journey without a dad. I had to walk life without a dad until I met God. And God became my dad. God was my father. And I tell you this story not to be sad. Not to be sad. Because look where I am today. 18 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus. And look where I am today. I'm up on a stage bringing the word of God to you guys. Just where God wants me. And what I want to bring across to you is to prepare you that, not saying that bad things are going to happen all the time, but reality is things are going to come our way. And we, as Life Kids, as your leaders and volunteers, want to encourage you, want to build you up, want to just encourage you to read your Bible so you can get wisdom. I tell the story 20 million times, and I will probably tell it 20 million times about how I was so insecure about my legs, being so skinny when I was your age. And kids laughing at me, ha ha, look at his legs, it's so skinny. And do you think that's cool when someone laughs at you? It's not. Have kids laughed at you at school? Some yes, some no. But when you have a very strong relationship with God and you're walking with God daily, He talks to you. That's why this is so important. And this is why I always say to you guys, read your Bible, spend time with it, ask God. He will speak to you. Because you know, with my insecurity with my legs, God spoke to me through this. Clearly, I don't even know where the verse is. I can't even tell you right now where the verse is, but I know the verse exists. And it says God doesn't look at the legs of a man, but He looks at his heart. That's in the Bible. God doesn't look at the legs of a man, but He looks at his heart. And that's how I got over my insecurity of my legs, because God's not looking at my body. He doesn't look at what you look like. So if kids come to you and they go, oh, you got funny hair, or your teeth are skew, or whatever, and they laugh at you, you can stand there with confidence going, ha ha, whatever, man. I serve a God that loves me just the way I am. God loves me just the way I am. And what I want to do tonight is I want us to do something really, really special. And it's all got to do with walking on water and feeling like you're sinking. Okay, not literally. I'm not talking about you going to the pool and you're going to walk on water, or you're going to go to the beach and you're going to sink. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, if I have to ask you a question now, how's your relationship with Jesus? And you can confidently say, actually, you know what, Lionel? I am doing really good. Right now, at this very moment, I spend time with God. I read my Bible. I worship. And I pray. That's cool. But then I have to ask the other question, how's your relationship going with God? And you go, not so good. I'm not really spending time with Jesus. I'm not praying. I'm not worshiping. That's also cool. Because can I encourage you? We are going to go through stages in our relationship with Jesus. Sometimes the storms are going to come, just like with Peter in the boat. It's not always going to go like that. And my heart is that you need to understand that if you equip yourself, putting the armor of God on, you know the armor. If you put the armor on, you can stand firm when the stuff comes at you. So when that kid comes and he says, oh, you're not cool, you can just go, doesn't bother me, God loves me. Or they say, oh, you're ugly. No, no, no. My God loves me just the way I am. My church leaders, when they preach on a Sunday and they bring the word, they tell me, I've got a God that loves me. Yeah. When you spend time in the Bible and you read a verse, and maybe you're scared at night or of the dark or whatever, the Bible's full of verses about anxiety. I bet there's kids in here who's scared of the dark or worry. You know, the Bible says, do not worry. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, listen, everything by prayer, petition. Do you know what petition is? Keep going. Keep going, kids. Keep going. Keep going. And thankfulness, you can overcome anything. This is what this conference is all about. It's about overcoming. And I really, our heart, this week for this conference is that you would walk out still as a kid, because you're a kid, don't forget that. And God wants you to have fun. Life is about having fun, it's not always supposed to be serious. Just FYI, you're still going to walk out as a kid, but in your heart, in your spiritual walk with God, you are going to be a mature young man and woman of God. That's what I want to see, is you guys walking with your chest out, going, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. And nothing, nothing will come against you. Do you guys understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. You guys get it? Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to do something really, really special. And I might get the band up. It's a little bit early, but we're going to do something really, really special. And this is going to take lots of confidence and boldness. And listen to my heart, not forcefulness. We in this church, or any church really, to be honest, will never force anybody to do something. And I know it's late, and I know you're tired, but when God is in the mix, those things all fly out the door. Because He will give you the strength. He will give you the energy. He will get you the fire. He will give you the words. He will speak in you and through you. So I'm asking you tonight, if you want to be bold tonight and stepping out and doing something that you may be not comfortable with, that's cool. But if you're ready to take another step with Jesus, I want to ask you to do something really cool. We're going to sing a song. First, I'm going to come back up, and then we're going to do something really cool. I'm not going to tell you it, but I need you to all stand for a moment. And we're going to sing a song. And I know you sang a lot today, but can I encourage you and ask you to literally give God 8 minutes, around 8 minutes, where you go, God, I am tonight, right now, I'm going to take a moment to just focus on you. Not focus on the person next to you. Not focus on the person behind you. You and him. And when I encourage you to close your eyes, it's because I don't want you to get distracted. I see kids already closing their eyes. I said it last night, or the night before, I can't remember. You're as close as you want to be to God as you want to be. If you're going to stand and go, nah, that's cool. But you need to take a step towards Jesus. And go, God, I want more. God, I want more. I need you to speak to me. I know there's kids in here who don't hear from God. They go, I can't hear from God. I know there's kids like that. I know there's kids in here that go, I can't see God. Where is he? I want to see him. No, seriously. And it frustrates you. But can I encourage you, if you step out, give him all your attention. How do you feel when your mom, when you call your mom and you go, Mom, and mom's like doing something. Mom, whatever she's doing, brushing her hair. And you don't getting any attention. How does that make you feel? Like you're not, you don't feel like you're heard. You don't feel like you're important. God's waiting for you tonight just to reach out, and he will have his ear like this. So we're going to worship, and then I'm going to share something, and then we'll take it from there. Is that good? Okay, you guys ready? Charlotte's going to take.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Let's lift our hands.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, the shadows.
Jesus, Jesus, you
Jesus.
One more time, is he here?
Jesus, Jesus.
Okay. The first thing I want us to do, and I want you to be honest right now. Who in this room knows someone that is unwell? Put your hand up high. High. Okay. I'm just going to jump in. I just want you to say to me what it is. Not, well, don't even say to me. Say to God. Who are you praying for? Awesome. Do you want to put your hand on her and pray for her? Come on. You pray for her. Don't worry about what are you, who you're praying for.
My nana, she's sick.
Your nana's sick? Do you want to pray for her? Just put your hand on. You don't have to say anything. Just put your hand on her. Who else?
My best friend's sister.
Best friend's sister. Do you want to put a hand on him?
My papa.
Your papa. Do you want to put your hand on him? Cool. Who are you praying for? Oh, it's you, Zion.
My cousin.
Your cousin? Put your hand on his shoulder. Easy. You just have to do that. It's nothing freaky. It's nothing weird. You just put your hand on them. It's just you're standing with them. They're not standing by themselves. God doesn't want us to stand by ourselves. He wants to have someone next to him. Who are you praying for? Friend's mom? What's wrong with her, do you know? Is she in hospital? Cancer. Awesome. Christine, you want? Can I get a couple of kids to put your hands on her? See, I just asked and you guys just move. Ziki?
Well, my uncle, he's dying.
Okay, put your hands on him. Awesome.
My dad's knee.
Still your dad's knee. We're going to be persistent in that prayer. Just like I said, we're going to keep praying. I know you've been asking for that like a couple of Sundays now. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praying. God will move. Can I get some kids to lay your hands on? Okay, who else? There's heaps more. Come, I can't ask everyone.
My cousin.
Okay, put your hand on him. Anybody?
My friend's auntie.
Yep, put your hand on them.
My brother's got a broken bone.
Okay, that's cool. Put some hands on him. Awesome. Yep.
Nikolai's mother.
Yep. Put your hand. Yep.
My sister.
Cool. Keep your hands up. I want kids to be around kids with their hands up. Just put your hands on the person next to you whose hands are up. Awesome. Awesome. Put your hands on the other one. Cool, cool. No, I'm not going to ask anymore. Just put your hands. Put your hands. Awesome. Just lay your hands on the person who is actually wanting prayer for someone that's sick. Just okay. Just some kids around. Is everybody around someone? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Now, here it is. Here it is. It's not 20 million words. All you have to do is ask that person for their name and pray for them. So I want you to step out tonight, kids. We can't be always comfortable in the same place that we always are. You need to step out. So can I ask you to be bold? I'm not forcing you. I'm just asking you to be bold. It's like teaching you to ride the bike. That's what we're doing tonight. So can I get some kids to pray? Who wants to pray? No, I'm asking. Put your hands all down. If you want to pray, put your hand up. Bella.
Dear Jesus, I want to pray for everyone who is sick and unwell and all the relatives, all your friends who you know is struggling. I please that I pray for them and that everyone around you can pray for them and that they get better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Who else wants to pray? Put your hand up.
Dear God, I pray that everyone who's not a Christian will get to read the Bible, and I pray that anyone who's sick will get better soon.
Awesome. Who else wants to pray?
Dear Lord, I pray that everybody who's sick will get healed and that you will give faith to the people who are struggling through whatever they have in sicknesses and fears, and that you will let them know what you did for them on the cross. And amen.
Awesome. Rachel. You're a firecracker. Me and you, we know each other for a long time now. Honestly, God is so all over your life. I know that God's going to use you mightily on that stage one day. I'm telling you now, I say that God is going to use you to speak to others. And you need to keep going. And one thing I love about you is your worship. I love the way you worship. Keep doing that. You're honestly amazing. Who else?
Dear Lord Jesus, I pray for everybody who has not become to know you, that they become to know you.
Awesome. Okay, who wants?
Dear Lord Jesus, please make all, most Catholics, Christian, and everyone to be happy.
Awesome.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that people who are feeling not good right now and that are feeling sick, that you'll just heal them straight away, and that when someone would pray for them, they would just be healed at the exact same second as they pray.
Awesome. Such a cool prayer. You're so amazing. Do you know that? You've got so much faith, man. Honestly, next level stuff. Do you know what next level means? It's just a weird word for next level. You're going to go next level with Jesus because of your faith. Hello, Hope. How are you? You going to pray?
I hope my friends get better.
Your friends get better? Awesome. Who else wants to pray? You want to pray? You want to pray?
Everybody gets good, and when they get sick, they will come good.
Yeah, that's good.
We hope that everyone's grandma and father would stay good.
Awesome. Do you know what's amazing about prayer? Because God hears it, but He sees the heart. Honestly, it's not that hard. We make it hard for ourselves. Sophia?
Dear Lord Jesus, I just pray for all the people who are sick right now or in hospitals or in any other worlds and they don't get what they need, will soon get what they need and come to know you, dear Lord Jesus. I just pray for people who were in serious crashes, will become good again, will know you, will read the Bible. And I just pray for every one of these children in the world that they will get to know you guys, you better. And that they will pray, and that they will become true Christians.
Sophia, you are so amazing. And I don't know what you sometimes go through. I think sometimes you go through a tough time. But I just want to say God's all over you. You have so much faith. That prayer right there, you said it with such boldness, such faith, didn't even, like, you just went for it. And whatever kids say about you or mess around with you, keep standing in who you are in God. You're actually amazing woman of God, and you're going to be touching people's lives. You're so hungry. I've been watching you last night when you were worshiping, just another level. And you kept going, and you kept going. Nothing stopped you. No kid actually distract you. You just are so hungry for God. And whatever comes your way, can I just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing? Because He's all over you. Okay? Now, God is starting to move. So, I need you guys to focus a little bit. Ruby, you want to pray? Big voices.
Dear Lord, I pray for my papa. He's got a sore ankle.
Yes, we're going to pray for Papa. We're going to pray for Pastor Paul. Okay.
And we pray for Jesus. And we pray for our family.
Yep.
Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you will take away everybody's sins and that you will heal everybody with your power. Amen.
Come on. Faith right there.
Lord Jesus, can you please help us and everybody who's sick today, heal them with just your mighty power. Put your hand of healing over them, touch them, and let them know that it was you who held them, healed them. And please help them come to know you through this, that they will be warriors in your name, and that they will go to other places and teach the name of Jesus there. Amen.
Caleb, do you know what? God's going to use you to speak to people who you don't even know. Seriously, you're going to encourage people. You're going to speak to people who don't know Jesus. You know, it's not just going to be in a church environment. You're going to be out there and you're going to reach people by your faith, your incredible faith.
Dear God, we just pray for all the people who are sick or in hospital and stuff, Lord. Pray for their families as well, that they just keep believing in you and having faith in you, because you've got a plan for their life and you're always going to be there for them.
Awesome. Well done, bro.
Dear Lord, I thank you for who you are, and I pray that you'll use your power for those who need your power, Lord. And I pray that everyone who just needs you, Lord, will have you at the right moments. Amen.
Awesome, bro. That's a great prayer.
Dear Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone that has someone that they know that has sickness or has a hurting part in their body.
Awesome.
And that will be restored, and it will, and everything that they need will be provided. Amen.
So awesome. Such a great prayer.
Dear Lord, we just pray that you will heal them, but not in our time. You will heal it in your own time. And that all the families that are having trouble, you'll just help them through it, and they keep believing in you with faith.
Okay. Another question. We can't do the whole night. I would if I can. But hold on. One more. Sorry. I need to get through. If you have someone in your school that don't know Jesus, or you know a friend or a family member that don't know Jesus, put your hand up. I want you to think of that person's name. You got that person's name? Come on, we all should have someone. You got the names? Okay, we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to move like never before. That God will touch their lives, that when we speak to them, they're going to be hungry for something that we have that they don't have. And God will continue to equip us. Come on, you need to focus. Have you got that person? Put your hand high. God, I thank you so much that you see each and every single person by name. God, you know who we have on our hearts right now. I pray, God, that you will come in and touch them like never before. God, I pray that you would save our family members. God, will you use us to speak boldly to our family members, to our friends about you? God, I pray that our friends will see Jesus in us. God, they will see the light that shine in and through us. God, I pray that you would help us to be persistent in our prayer, that we'll keep praying for our families and our friends. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, we're going to sing one more song, just a short song, and then we're going to end the night. Are you ready? Just a song of thankfulness for what God is doing and what God is still going to do. Come on, I want you to lift your hands for a moment. It's not going to be long, and let's just thank Him.
With arms high and
come on, kids, you know this song. Let's lift Him up.
Of the one who gave it all.
Come on, kids, let's lift Him up. Come on, you sing it.
With arms high.
Come on, kids.
I'll
Come on, one more time.
I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one.
Can I just say, honestly, I applaud you guys for what you just did. Because I know it's been a long day. And you're probably